From design to maintenance, floors. Floors, together with the walls discussed in our previous issue, are the key structural elements of the building. While the walls are vertical partitions and divide the building into separate rooms, the floors are horizontal partitions that split the building into stories, floors, and cause stiffening of the walls. The floor, regardless of its structure and the materials it is made from, performs extremely important functions. It carries dead and live either static or dynamic loads, increases the stiffness of the building, as well as serves as a barrier to heat and sound transfer between floors. The floor also provides fire barrier and a base for flooring. Dead loads consist of the dead weight of the floor, the weight of the walls on it, as well as the weight of the roof structure carried by beams and columns. Live loads include the weight of both the equipment, furniture, devices, stored items, and people in the building. How big the load is depends on what the floor is used for. The load in a dwelling house differs from that in the storage space. What is very important is the distinction between the static or dynamic loads of the floors, depending on whether the weights lie motionless on them or are moving. For example, forklift trucks, pallet trucks, or machines causing significant vibrations. Good flexural strength and stiffness, expressed by the magnitude of the deflection, are the key parameters of the floor. The higher the stiffness of the floor, then the lesser its deflection. The acceptable deflection is defined by standards. The rigidity of the floor depends, among others, on its type and the way it is connected to the walls. Wooden floors have the lowest stiffness. The greatest stiffness is provided by massive monolithic reinforced concrete floors, hollow core slabs, beam and slab floors, as well as beam and block floors supported by reinforced concrete and steel beams. They have anchors in the walls fixed to the outer and inner tie beams. The above-mentioned factors largely determine the safe transfer of loading forces from the floor to the walls and columns. Moreover, floors can be divided in terms of their structure, for example, beam, slab, beam and slab, suspended beam and block, grid, the materials they are made from, reinforced concrete, ceramic, wood, ceramic slabs supported by steel beams, the functions they perform, intermediate, over basement, flat roofs, the way they are done, prefabricated or poured wet on the site. Other requirements to be met by the floors are heat insulation, sound absorption, and fire resistance. The fireproof floors are at the same time characterized by high durability, as well as resistance to damp, gases, mold, all kinds of rodents, etc. What is becoming more and more important is the technology of making the floors. It has a great impact on such aspects as the completion time, the time after which the floor can be loaded, the thickness of the floor, easy installation, lack of cracks and the so-called faulting, obtaining a smooth ceiling surface, and most importantly, the cost incurred.